You're listening to an interview with Jesse Rosenfeld at CKUT. I'm Niusha Bastani, and I'll be hosting this interview. Jesse Rosenfeld is a Canadian journalist based in the Middle East since 2007. His work has been published with The Nation, The Guardian, Al Jazeera English, Le Monde Diplomatique, Electric Intifada, and The Daily Beast, among others. He is the focus of Santiago Bertolino's latest documentary film, Freelancer on the Frontlines, which follows his journey as he covers the Egyptian Revolution, the 2014 Gaza War, the reality of refugee camps in Turkey, and the progress of Kurdish fighters against Daesh. Freelancer on the Frontlines is featured in the Montreal International Documentary Festival this year. Another thing I wanted to ask about is a scene in the film where you see Stephen Harper talking about his plan for Canada's involvement in the Middle East. And then later in the film, you also talk about people not understanding their responsibility in terms of everything going on there. What role do you see the media playing in making that connection clear?
I think that's the media's responsibility. It's that you have to honestly reflect what is happening to your audience in a way that they can, at the very least, relate on the very basis of human solidarity with the people. That they see, that they can understand this is what other people go through and have some sense of an ability to connect to that. Now, more importantly, that people who watch the media understand who is responsible for these situations and who the actors at play are, and they know who to direct their responses to. That's also the importance of the media. But now more than ever, I mean, one of the things that technology has made very easy is that you can get the who, the what, and the where very quickly. From a press conference, you don't need to be there. You're going to get within 2 minutes a note, you know, all the notes on Twitter or all the notes dispatched out by the wires that say, you know, this general made this proclamation in this place and said this happened. But you have a lot more time when you're watching that happen on your phone to sit in a cafe in the place that is, you know, that the general has either just bombed or, you know, the place that the general is from, and ask people what they think and get a whole other level of a perspective on what's going on with the time that you've saved because technology has made information fly that much faster. And I think that's a task of journalism today, is to take that time to actively go in to express the multiple dimensions of the societies that you're that are being covered and the context in which this news and these events are happening, and get that to their readers. I think very interested to see the way that Canadians react to this film, and you know whether they do go see it, and that I think it sparks some very important issues for Canadians to address about themselves. They're going to see a lot of stories in there that they don't read in their own newspapers, but were being written for the mainstream U.S. press. And there is a particular kind of isolation that Canada lives in terms of the English language press that's separated from the rest of the world. The Canadians used to insulate themselves and distance themselves from reality that their country is very much a part of. And I hope what this sparks is a question about why they're not hearing about these issues, and what needs to change in their own media and their own society to actually see themselves as part of the world and necessarily engage accordingly.